Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Shauna's here with your showbiz news. First of all, Shauna, how's it going?
Good morning, how are you?
Very good. You were saying you like The Weeknd.
I love The Weeknd.
Yeah, do you think he's got a bit of... What longevity is that?
Yeah, I feel like he'll be around for years to come. I just think he's got a lot in him. He's a talented guy.
You think he's as talented as Mark Ronson?
I think so. Yeah, I do. Well, okay. I actually do. Yeah.
Do you know who's kind of in that ilk as well? Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but I watched a documentary about him last night.
Who?
I'm Tim. Tim Bergling.
Avicii. Yes.
Gone at 28 years of age.
I know, what a loss, yeah.
What a genius.
Yeah.
It's a really good documentary.
Really?
It's on Netflix. Well worth checking out.
Okay.
Just because you just see his mind working. He's in a studio and he's kind of just on his laptop. He wasn't able to really play instruments. He played a bit of keyboards and that, but he was doing it all on his laptop.
But I mean, look what he did in the short space of time he was
and
with
the
us.
Music, and you see the way he put the layers on top of all that.
Brilliant. Must watch it now.
I was recommended to me by Mario Rosenstock.
Right.
I watched it. Now, Mario also recommended The Substance with Demi Moore. Now, I couldn't sleep for three nights after watching that bloody thing.
No. Jeez.
And I'm imagining bits coming out of the side of your ear there and everything.
Don't. It's all good. It's all in there still. It's fine.
So massive Netflix news.
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay, this is massive news for some people. It might not mean anything to you, but Miss Rachel has secured a deal with Netflix. So anyone with young kids will be familiar with Miss Rachel. I have a little clip of her so you can get a taste of what it is like.
Okay. Hi. Hello. Can you say mama? Mama.
Okay.
Thanks for this, Shauna.
She is one of the most popular toddler entertainers on YouTube. She has over 9 billion views at this stage.
Really?
Now, she is extremely annoying. But in fairness to her, she's very good. And Finn has learned a lot from Miss Rachel. She is coming to Netflix. She's going to do 4 episodes, first of all. They're going to be available to stream at the end of January. And more episodes will come on later on in the year.
And is there a story or is it just literally
A lot of kind of speech therapy and colours and numbers, and she's very...
Can Finn say mama?
Oh, he can. Oh! After a while, it took a while, but she got him there. Miss Rachel she's excellent, but you just have to tune it out because it's...
Will all the children be talking like Miss Rachel
I have Irished up my accent so that to try and counteract the American.
Mammy.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Shauna has started, but we just got a few notes in about Miss Rachel. Yes, indeed.
Hi. Hello. Can you say mama? Mama. Mama.
Mama. Miss Rachel has got a show on Netflix. It was just announced there, and Shauna brought us the news. Ian, this is from JD. I don't know what Miss Rachel is, but I have a three-year-old twins here losing the absolute head with me and shouting at me to put Miss Rachel on when you played that bit. Okay. And then we got, which sounds like kind of a sarcastic, thanks, guys. My two toddlers have gone crazy with the sound of Rachel coming through the speakers. All I'm hearing is, again, again, again. As annoying as Miss Rachel is, our son Ollie learned so much from her before he started play school. Well, there you go. So, a lot of people in favour of Miss Rachel. Johnny, thank you very much for getting in touch. Okay, research findings show that people who do what? What is in bold? Very good. Okay. Research findings show that people who do what save up to 2 days per year. Okay. It's 365, so 300. Oh, 2 whole days in a whole year. Research findings show that people who do what save up to 2 days per year. Any ideas whatsoever, let us know. If you get this today, you are a genius. So Deck in Limerick said that self-service checkouts, which you would imagine would make sense, all right. Although with the self-service checkouts, it's all, sorry, it's not doing anything. It's not, it's saying I've got an extra bag. Oh, God. So it does take up a bit of time now. And maybe it's a bit quicker to go through the regular ones with an actual human being there. Sorry, Deck. Thank you very much, but it's not the right answer. Slipping on and off your shoes without opening or tying your laces. Very good. But do you get a good solid tie then on them? That's it. They loosen up on you. Dan sent that in. Dan, not the right answer as well. I can tell you that Philip in Dublin, Philip, you genius. Annette in Monaghan. Oh, I always said that about you, Annette. Yeah, absolute genius. Lorraine in Louth. I mean, what can I say about Lorraine in Louth? A regular as well, I do believe. I recognise that name. And so another genius. Who else have we got as a genius? Stephen in Waterford. All that sunshine, all the vitamin C. Stephen, well done. They all got it this morning, as well as Connor in Waterford as well, who is now going to reveal the answer for us. So are you ready? This is it. I'm very ready. I want to know. I am intrigued at this one. Question again was, research findings show that people who do what save up to 2 days per year. Wow.
Morning, Ian, there. I just see something there, and it's Connor here. I'm just taxiing away in Waterford City. I just seen something actually pop up on Instagram the other day that said if Irish people, if they leave parties without saying goodbye, they saved 2 days every year of their lives. All right, thanks, Ian.
Thank you very much. Oh, you saw it on Instagram, did you? Very good. Connor, I'll tell you one thing. That was great. Well done. Bravo. Genius, along with everybody else. And good on you for getting that. Thanks very much. But Connor, the other thing about it is, you're taxiing around Waterford at the moment, and the acoustics in your car are amazing. God, what a great phone line that was. Or great kind of voice note line. And you've obviously got the technique, the old microphone technique, down to a fine art. Good man yourself. Now, we've got Shauna here because we had this little plan for the sneaky half day, and it's still going ahead.
It's still going ahead. So we were chatting to Alwyn yesterday in REA Southern Auctioneers in Carlow. They were our first official sign up. Our early adopters to get on board. And we have actually another auctioneer on board.
Oh.
On line one, Kevin Barry in Cork.
How are you, Kevin?
Good morning, Ian. How are you keeping this morning?
Very good. Thank you very much. So you're going to do it, Kevin, are you?
Yeah, we were coming to work yesterday morning. Heard it on the radio. Right. It was Blue Monday. We said, what a great idea. We were half the team last week. We're up in Pendulum Summit in the convention centre, Frankie Sheen's gig. And it was all motivational speakers. And they had, say, Ant Middleton, did Andre Agassi, Sugar Ray Leonard. And they were all going on about their success and how important the team around them was. Yeah. And I have a fantastic team here, so we said, what a great idea to give a half day next Monday.
So you're going to do it, you're going to let them go off in the afternoon. And how many employees have you got, Kevin?
There's 12 of us in total. And what we're actually doing, we gave the option, and five of them decided to have a nice lie-in and not come in until 2 o'clock.
Oh, right,
and the others then are going home at 1 o'clock, so that way we're still able to service other requirements we need.
Clever.
So, exactly.
So you're adding, you're being flexible about the flexibility.
Exactly.
I love it, Kevin.
It's just, as I said, that they're fantastic teams. It's a nice way of rewarding them.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough last month, we received an award, Cork Business Awards, for Best Auctioneers 2024.
Oh.
So we just said, you know what, guys, there you go. And our Christmas party is the following Friday, so they're having a half day then as well, just to get ready.
Yeah.
So they have a nice short week next week.
So you can get your nails done, Kevin.
Yeah. I can get my nails done, exactly, and I can't wait for that.
Listen, you're very good to do it. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin,
Ian,
Barry.
Thank you very much. That's a great idea.
Barry Auctioneers and Valuers in Cork. Thanks a million. Good luck. Brilliant.
Isn't that great? That's the spirit.
That is exactly the spirit.
It's just a reward.
So it's todayfm.com/sneaky. Very good.
Yeah.
You know what? You got just the way you actually put that whole thing out there. You could be a motivational speaker.
Come on,
in the
let's
convention
do it.
Center.
Come on,
Sean
guys.
O'Reilly, hey.
Ian, I have some breaking news. Okay, I'm sorry to cut across you there.
News.
Yes,
this,
I can.
Is this to do with this?
It is.
Oh, that's
yes,
okay.
I can tell you that our big boss, the top dog,
yes,
CEO of Bauer Media Audio Ireland, Mr. Chris Doyle, he's on the line. He has an update on our own request for a sneaky half day.
Right. Oh my God, Chris Doyle.
Morning, Ian.
CEO. Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you very much. So, have you got some news for us?
I have, Ian. In fairness, I had a busy old week, but since earlier in the week, the old phone's been hopping. There's been a lot of Teams messages coming in going, are we getting involved in this sneaky Blue Monday deal? I won't lie, I've walked past the studio window a few times. You've been giving me that dodgy Ian Dempsey look.
Yes, as only Shauna, I can.
Sean has been executing a significant lobbying campaign across our 400 employees and 6 offices across Ireland. Fair dues to you, right. Shauna. You really know how to get a grassroots campaign going.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, when there's a few 100,000 listeners and the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show saying, let's get behind a sneaky half day on Blue Monday, Bar Media Audio Ireland, I can confirm, Ian, we're in. We're going to give our 400 people... We're going to give our 400 people a half day on Monday. I know some people may not be able to take it.
Yeah.
The HR department are going to go mad. There'll be some systems meltdown in figuring it out. But well done to everybody. Ireland's number one radio group. We're going to give everyone a half day on Monday.
And, okay.
Enjoy it.
And, Chris, this is not Mario Rosenstock doing his world-renowned Chris Doyle impersonation.
If I ever become famous enough for Mario Rosenstock to do an impression of me, Ian, I'd be absolutely delighted.
And can I ask,
but no, it is me.
Can I ask you another question, Chris? Is Ray Foley, is he an essential service? Will he have to remain on then?
He'll have to remain on, Ian. And listen, let's be honest, he's pretty bold. So we may take a few people off the list for the half day. He'd definitely be on that.
Okay, and listen.
And Barry Dunn might have to hang around for the cash machine.
All right,
for
the cash machine as well. Okay, right. Sorry, Barry. Sorry, Ray.
Sorry, Barry.
And listen, Chris, while we have you there anyway, there's just one or two other things we wanted to get on with.
The line's breaking up, Ian. The line's breaking
up. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Happy Friday. Happy Monday.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today FM.